American Boys in Italy, Part 1. In 1867, Mark Twain journeyed a year throughout Europe, Northern Africa, and the Middle East. During his travels, Twain wrote a collection of letters which were later to become one of his more important books, The Innocents Abroad. Toward the end of the book, Twain mused about the value of travel with these words, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness, and many of our people need it sorely on these accounts. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime." Like Twain, I had come to value travel early in my adult life. During my teaching career, I must have told my social science students 1,000 times, "Travel is the best education in the world. By experiencing firsthand other cultures, you'll come to better understand your own. And during your travels, you will be exposed to cultural experiences that will simultaneously perplex and enlighten you." In the summer of 2000, the opportunity arose for me to help young minds experience what I had been preaching about travel. Two Sacramento baseball coaches I knew had put together a team consisting of 14 to 16-year-old players that would participate in the 3-week summer international baseball tournament in Italy. Knowing that I had traveled extensively throughout Italy and that I had taught subjects that covered Italian history and culture, they asked me to join them on the trip as the team's cultural director. When our Sacramento group boarded the plane for Rome in early July, it consisted of 12 baseball players, 2 coaches, 2 parents, the head group director, and me. Each adult, except for the 2 parents, had specific group responsibilities. The coaches ran all baseball-related activities, the group director was the overall leader and decision-maker, and I was to plan and lead group cultural excursions to nearby places of interest on non-baseball days. Most of the tournament was held in the quaint Adriatic seaside town of Rimini, 165 miles south of Venice. The team stayed at a small, family-owned hotel just 2 short blocks from the beaches of Rimini, which in July were teeming with sunbathers. The hotel owner, Alberto, knew nothing about baseball, but he was very excited about hosting a group of American teenagers who he believed were excited about experiencing the rich Italian art, architecture, and culture found in his part of Italy. After checking into the hotel, the boys were eager to visit the beach, so with instructions to be back by 6 p.m. for dinner, they grabbed their towels and headed out. Now, the beaches of the Adriatic Sea are the best in all of Italy. The sand, dotted with sparkling bits of seashells, is soft and bright. The summer Mediterranean climate provides ideal warmth to the pristine waters. Oh, and did I mention that in this part of Italy, the beaches are topless? It was not entirely unexpected when none of the boys were back at the hotel in time for dinner. The first non-baseball day came, and I was well prepared to lead the group on our first cultural adventure, Rimini's own Basilica of San Francisco, a 13th-century medieval Gothic church which was later transformed into a Renaissance cathedral. Alberto was even more excited for our group to visit the crown jewel of Rimini, as he called it. When we all met for breakfast and the day's plans were explained, Alberto, in his broken English, touted the cathedral as the very best along the Adriatic Sea south of Venice. Unfortunately, the day didn't go as planned for 2 reasons. First, our tour director, being an elementary school teacher by profession, was clueless about the proclivities of teenage boys. Rather than make these occasional cultural excursions mandatory, he thought the boys mature enough to decide for themselves what to do with their free time. Second, did I mention that the Rimini beaches were topless? When I asked who would be joining me on our visit to the cathedral, 5 hands went up, all adults. Given teenage boys their choice between admiring a 700-year-old church or admiring the sights and the Rimini beaches was a false choice indeed. Alberto sat stunned at the breakfast table. So it was for the remainder of our stay in Rimini. I thought for sure, as did Alberto, that the boys would jump at the opportunity to visit Ravenna, a city just 35 miles north of Rimini. At breakfast one morning, Alberto and I gave an overview of Ravenna, exuberantly telling the group members about the city being the capital of the Western Roman Empire during the 5th century, and how it was known for the well-preserved late Roman and Byzantine architecture and had the best 5th and 6th century mosaics in the Basilica San Vitale and the Mausoleum of Galla Placidia, and that the great Italian medieval poet Dante Alighieri was buried there. The adults couldn't wait to board the local train for Ravenna. All the boys, already clad in their t-shirts and swim trunks, opted for the beach. Dejected Alberto sat, hands covering his face, shaking his head. On our last free day in Rimini, I was absolutely positive the boys would want to visit San Marino, the mountaintop, semi-independent, medieval walled town just a 35-minute bus ride from Rimini. Thinking I knew my audience, I told the boys that San Marino was the closest thing they would experience to a real medieval castle on this trip. Knights had lived and died there. Battles had taken place there. Torture had occurred there. All this and more they could experience by joining the day's excursion. But alas, it fell on deaf ears. The adults thoroughly enjoyed sauntering through the narrow cobblestone streets of San Marino, while the boys ogled at the modern-day culture of their Rimini beaches one final time. And as for teary-eyed Alberto, well, by the morning of our adult-only trip to San Marino, he had given up hope that the American boys would ever experience, as he referred to it, real Italian culture. After nearly 2 weeks in Rimini, the baseball tournament ended, and much to the chagrin of the boys, our group was soon to depart for Lucca, some 100 miles west, where the team was scheduled to play a few additional baseball games. I was delighted to leave Rimini, thinking that Tuscany, free of beaches, and the home of the Italian Renaissance, would pick the boys' interest in, as Alberto called it, some real Italian culture. Thanks for listening to this edition of You Gotta Be Schmitten Me.